It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
When we talked last week, Mike, I had jokingly asked you, what's something I could tweet to Gamecock Twitter to get everybody riled up? And you said, oh, give Muschamp an extension. So come Sunday night or Monday morning, whenever it was, we find out that Muschamp, in fact, did not get an extension. What is happening with the Gamecocks? We've had four players announce that they're done with the season so that they can prepare for the draft. We're now in between coaches. What's the vibe like? What's going on?
Well, it's just been an absolute whirlwind, I guess, to put it in the best way, right?
Shit show?
Yeah. And on obviously on Sunday night, we were the first ones, watch Fox, to break the news that Will Muschamp is no longer the head coach at South Carolina. And ever since that news came out, we've just been seeing players, like you said, they decided to opt out. Two of those players looking forward to the NFL draft. And one of those guys, you know, Adrian Mukwamu, he probably wasn't even going to play the rest of the season. And if he was, it would be the last game just because he's had that groin injury that's just really hindered him. J.C. Horn, he's a first-round projection to be drafted in the upcoming NFL draft. I can't blame him. But the other guys, though, that opted out, I mean, to me, you're coming back. You're going to be playing college football next year. Whether or not you're coming back to USC, you're transferring out. To me, you quit on your team. And I think there's a difference when you talk about the four players. The two players that are getting ready for the NFL, that's one thing. The other guys, though, you just quit. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I definitely feel like, though, when it comes to the decision to move on from Muschamp right now, because I think people are going to wonder, why now? Why not wait till the end of the year? Especially with the buyout money being as high as it is, over $13 million, which can still be negotiated. That number has not been finalized, but it could be a little less when it's all said and done. One of the things that why it happened now is, well, the big reason, results. Number two, boosters getting very upset. If the boosters who put up a lot of money and make donations are getting upset, sometimes you need to listen to them. And number three, South Carolina wanted to make the decision now because the early signing day period is December 16th. So being able to have a sense of direction and hopefully being able to hire a new head coach by then, me not saying that's going to happen tomorrow or next week, probably going to wait until these next three games are done. South Carolina wants to be able to have a sense of direction before that first signing day.
Is there any kind of people that are there coaches that we're looking at that that Gamecocks have an eye on or just as far as college football that would be good for South Carolina?
Yeah, some of the names that I've been told that South Carolina is interested in at least speaking with, but the top of the list in terms of big name coaches would be Hugh Freeze, the former Ole Miss head coach, who is now the head coach of Liberty, and Liberty's having a phenomenal season. But of course, he comes with baggage because of everything that took place on his way out over at Ole Miss. And because of that, the SEC essentially blacklisted him 2 years ago when he wanted to get an assistant job at Alabama, and they shut that down. So even if South Carolina is interested in Freeze, a guy who knows what it takes to win in the SEC, has done it at a high level, has done it in terms of being able to recruit some of the big-name players, has produced guys that have been first-round draft picks in the NFL, including three right after that Sugar Bowl championship in that 2015-2016 season for the Ole Miss Rebels. The problem is the SEC might not allow it. If Freeze is not someone either the on USC's targeted list, who, like I said, they are, but if for whatever reason they can't come to an agreement or the SEC says, hey, we're not going to let that happen, I think two of the other coaches you got to keep in mind right now are Shane Beamer. He is an assistant coach at Oklahoma, and the other coach would be Billy Napier, the head coach for the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette. And then over the fence over at Coastal Carolina, I know people like to mention Jamie Chadwell's name, but I just can't see Jamie Chadwell getting an opportunity to be the head coach of USC at this moment.
So they're playing Missouri tomorrow night here in Columbia. Colin Hill was announced as a starting quarterback. What kind of vibe are you getting from the players? There's a lot going on. And even if this is something that, you know, they still have Mike Bobo, there's still a bunch of familiar faces. But to lose a head coach and to lose four teammates within a week, there has to, you know, are they doing okay? I mean, what kind of vibe or energy are you getting like from the other players?
They're hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think back to just my time in college when you find out something like that and you lose your head coach. Especially for the guys that, you know, have come in, they're freshmen and sophomores, you came here, and one of the reasons you came here, which you should never make a commitment because of this, but it's just the reality, some of those guys came here because they really liked Muschamp. You know, going through the recruiting process, they always tell you to fall in love with the university, the program itself, and not the head coach. But the head coach will obviously play a role in there. There's no question about it. Sure. Because if, God forbid, you get hurt, can you still see yourself being happy attending that college? So it's the same way when a coach leaves. Can you still be happy seeing yourself play there? Now, of course, there's other elements that come into play because you have a new head coach come in. Based on the system and the scheme that they want to run, maybe your skill sets don't match up to exactly what they want to do. Or maybe they bring in some players that they feel can do a better job at running that scheme or system. So there will definitely be some players this offseason, I'm sure, that will enter the transfer portal. And I'm going to be interested to see what South Carolina looks like tomorrow night, because if they come out flat, I would not be shocked come Sunday night during that teleconference that now Mike Bobo will do, that Bull Muschamp will do every week. I'm sure he'll come out either that night or on Tuesday when he speaks to the media for his weekly press conference and say even more players have opted out. So I think right now, more than ever, I think Bobo's done a good job of trying to keep the team together. But more than ever, having a guy like Connor Shaw, a Gamecock legend, part of that program already this season as the player development coach, now taking over as the quarterback's coach, I think he is the glue that keeps this program together because the players respect him. He spoke with a team yesterday, and I think if anyone can just keep this team together for these next 3 weeks to end the season, it's going to be him. And I think it's a huge asset for him, that USC, to have him. And I hope, regardless of how things play out this year, that the next head coach finds a role for Connor Shaw, because that man definitely needs to be in that building.
You know, I've seen a few of his press conference clips, just some clips of him on Twitter, basically. And he seems like he's spoken very highly of the school and the program. And he just seems like somebody who is, especially at this time, would be good for the team, you know, just to kind of keep them like focused with a level head, and somebody who's familiar with the school and the area already.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think one day he's going to be able to make a tremendous head coach if that's what he wants to do. I know he had the opportunity to be an assistant coach at Furman recently, but he decided to walk away from that. Got a corporate job, was staying closer with his family, his two kids that he loves, and he's been married. So being able to be around them more was tough to be able to do when you're juggling being a football coach. So being away from football, essentially, because I say being away, he's always a football guy. He played in the NFL briefly. He grew up in a football household with his dad coaching. His brother currently coaches high school football in Georgia. So he's still a football guy, regardless of him working in the corporate world. But I think having that opportunity to be away and then getting the opportunity once Marcus Lattimore left and filling that role this past January, I think was tremendous for him and the university. So, you know, if that's a role that Connor wants to be able to do, whether it's at USC or any other school, I think he definitely deserves it, but especially at a school like USC, after everything he's done for the program, the winningest quarterback in Gamecock history, one of the best Gamecock quarterbacks, if not the best, up there with Jeff Grant. I mean, this is a guy that just knows what it takes to win, and he did that at such a high level, and that's one of the reasons why South Carolina was as successful as they were during those Steve Spurrier years because of Connor Shaw.
So let's move on to Clemson. They're looking, I imagine, just looking at their game history, 7-1, Florida State 2-6. Even though Clemson's on the road, I'm just going to assume this is going to be an easy win, or what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it should be. It should be, especially when you look at it on paper, right? Florida State is kind of just been a mess these last couple of weeks. In terms of what they're just trying to do, and understandably so when you look at just the last couple of years in terms of just the, if you want to call it just kind of like a merry-go-round in terms of just the coaches that are coming in and out on that ride. But the biggest question with Clemson is, how is Trevor Lawrence going to look as he makes his return back from missing two games for COVID? I think one of the bigger things that helps him, and not just him, but this team, is you come off your first ACC loss since 2017, losing in double overtime against Notre Dame. I think being able to have those extra couple of weeks, you know, that extra bye week to be able to regroup is huge. But for Lawrence, to be able to get his cardio up, you know, because you really haven't been able to do too much. And now you're trying to work your way back. So I think being able to have that extra week, I would not be shocked if Lawrence, you know, doesn't look that strong in terms of like his running ability and stuff, just because you're still trying to get that cardio underneath you, even though you've had that extra week. But I think what helps him out a lot is the fact that They're playing Florida State. They're probably not going to ask him to do too much, knowing that they're trying to ease him into things. They should be able to take care of this game. So I'd be shocked to see Lawrence playing in the fourth quarter. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get the kind of the hook somewhere in the third quarter and put the true freshman back in, DJ Uiagalelei, so they can kind of just ease things in. But Clemson should have no problems with this game tomorrow.
And is high school football officially a wrap? Is there playoffs and championships? What are we looking at there?
So we got the state championship tonight for Skeezer 3A. Hammond Skyhawks taking on Lawrence Manning down in Charleston. And the crazy thing about that is you want to talk about a wild week it's been for the Gamecocks. Imagine being not only Will Muschamp's son, Witt, but Mike Bobo, now the interim head coach. Imagine being his son, Drew. Both of them play for Hammond. So Drew Bobo and Witt Muschamp both playing for state championships tonight. I can't even imagine what their weeks have been like. I'm sure they have some great friends that have been able to help be supportive of them this week. And on top of that, you have Eric Henry, the former Gamecock quarterback, who is the head coach of Hammond. So he's over there. I'm sure he's done a tremendous job of being able to help those guys and be kind of like a second father figure to be able to help them when they're away from their fathers, who I can't even imagine are going through a lot, especially Will in particular.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about the money, everything's going to be great. Yeah, but at the same time, too, now you got to think about relocating your family. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it that doesn't make things all sunshine and rainbow. So that's the state championship game tonight, Lawrence Manning versus Hammond. In terms of some other things just to keep an eye on, we have playoff football going on for public schools, but one of the more intriguing things that took place today happened out in 3A, and I just got this notification just a little while ago, according to our sister station down in Charleston, that Oceanside versus Camden, that game has been canceled because of COVID-19 tracing with Oceanside, and because of that, Oceanside will have to forfeit tonight's game, and as a result, Camden is going to advance to the Low Country state semifinals. So this is the second year. Last year they were in the upper state semifinals. This year it's the lower state semifinals that they're in. But Camden is moving on after winning a forfeit. Oceanside has to forfeit the game. A tremendous team has to forfeit because of COVID-19 contact tracing.
That's how I know I'm not an athlete, Mike, because like immediately I would be like, oh, thank God, the game's canceled. Cool, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah. And you hate it for seniors. You really do. I mean,
yeah.
We saw this private school team. I believe it was First Baptist. They had an undefeated season. Undefeated. And if, you know, that doesn't happen, they could easily be playing in the state championship game tonight against Hammond. Or, I mean, I'd have to go back and figure out exactly how the playoffs would have unwind in terms of who would have played who. But, you know, it would have either been First Baptist versus Lawrence Manning tonight or been First Baptist versus Hammond tonight. And you hate it for teams like that. You hate it for the seniors in particular because they're never going to have an opportunity for some of them to play high school football again. So I can't even imagine waking up today thinking you got a big playoff game tonight. You have a tremendous regular season. You've had a tremendous year all along. And you're going up against a good Camden team, and then you find out early this morning, late this afternoon, that, hey, we're not going to have a game today.
Yeah.
And the reason being is because of contact tracing. And our season is over now because of it, because we're going to have to forfeit tonight's game.
That's rough. What do you have going on this weekend on Watch Fox? What can people look out for?
Well, we'll get you caught up to date on everything that's going on with Clemson and USC tomorrow. Got some football games back. Going to see both teams back in action. And then on Sunday Extra, Mitch Brown's going to be filling in for me this week. 10:45, we'll get you caught up in terms of the world of sports. We'll let you know what's going on with the Gamecocks, with Clemson. We'll also get you caught up in terms of guys with local ties in the NFL, how they're doing. We'll show you some of those highlights. So 15 minutes of localized sports like you won't find anywhere else in the Midlands. 10:45 Sunday Extra, only on WatchBox.
That's dope. And Mike, people can follow you on Twitter at Mike_Yuva. I check your Twitter. I like it because I feel like you're on top of everything. And in fact, I had sent you that screenshot. A Twitter follower, somebody I follow on Twitter was saying like how much they're like, yo, Mike Yuva is going to be the one to break this. And somebody commented like, I trust Mike Yuva 100%. And I do feel like you're really on the ball with things and you're ahead of things. So you're a good follow on Twitter.
No, I appreciate it. I like to have fun on Twitter. We had a lot of engagement this past weekend, as you can imagine, because of the Muschamp news and, you know, with the Hill news. Like I said, I think we were recording the show last week, and I said, it's not official yet. I think as soon as we were done recording, I got the word that Hill was going to start, and that's when I put it out there. I wish I could have said it on your airwaves, but I wasn't 100% sure at the time until I got the phone with you. But, we enjoy being able to provide Gamecock news and, you know, not just being able to break news, but we always make sure that we're 100% sure on these things. We don't just put things out and hope they stick. And, I appreciate Gamecock Nation and those who have followed me for the last 4.5 years having that confidence in me, but it comes with the responsibility of making sure what we put out there is 100% accurate. We're not just going to throw stuff up against the wall and hope that sticks.
Well, Mike, listen, we'll talk next week. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Appreciate it, Amy. You too.